young person's address. Oh, how embarrassing for Grace that in splendid isolation. So look, we're all young people this morning, Grace. We're all in this together. And so let me just briefly then, for all our edification, I'm sure, just remind ourselves of some big events in the Bible. And we saw big event, didn't we, last time? The conquest of the land. Joshua, what's his name telling us there, isn't it? Something about saving, isn't it? A leader. So he's a type of Christ, isn't he? He's telling us something about what the Lord Jesus is going to do one day. So into the land they go. And I left us last time just with a note of, coming in pessimism, because it had started well, hadn't it? Well enough with Jericho and the walls falling and the rest of it. And into the land they went. But then they didn't quite always dislodge all of the people that they were meant to dislodge. They got rid of the big kings. They made huge impact there. As good as done, but not quite done. And there were still people who were left in the land who were in opposition to them. And gradually, of course, we know, don't we, the book of Judges, the people of God turned away from the Lord, very, very quickly turned away from the Lord. Even in Joshua's time, were beginning to turn away from the Lord. And so it was that God sent them punishments. And some of those peoples that were already there or allied with other nations that were kind of on the border would invade and take over parts of Israel's land. And their disobedience led to them crying out to God, which was good, and he would send them deliverers, judges, people that he raised up like Gideon and Barak and Jephthah and Samson, and they would bring the people back to God and defeat those enemies. It kind of went on like that, and it gradually degraded and declined, because in a way, unless people are serious about obeying God and obeying his voice, things will always just go down and down. That's why our culture has reached where it's reached. It's gone down and down because people don't obey, listen to the voice of the Lord. And it happened then, it's happening now. And the time came when really there was no leadership at all. And God raised up Samuel, great prophet. And he was there. There was great loss and great trouble all about. And the people wanted a king. They wanted a king, not for good reasons, really, not for the right reasons. They wanted a king. And Samuel was very, very sad, because it was basically saying, we don't trust God. We don't think he is up to the job to be the king that we're looking for. We want somebody big. We want somebody there as our champion. As though to say, as like an insult to God, that he couldn't quite cut it for them. And Samuel was grieved, but God told him that no, they would be given a king. It's actually in the plan of God anyway. One day they would have a king. Not the king that they start with. That's the king that's going to show them their folly. But he has in mind a king to follow, who will be a king after his own heart. So disobedience, a bit like out in the desert, in the wilderness, disobedience and decline, and God having to punish the people. But now that same pattern, when they've actually gone into the land, disobedience, decline, punishment. But God's ready to act when the people cry out to him. So we learn, don't we? However grim, however difficult a day might be, that we cry out to him. And in the day of Judges there, when they're invaded by great strong nations, and numerous they were, and the people that they brought with them, and the technology way beyond anything Israel had. And yet God delivered them. And God can deliver people still today. So we finish with a bright note there. A king to come. That's the big event for next time, isn't it? There, however many young people there are, but we're all counting ourselves in on that grace this morning. We're all identifying as young people today. So yeah, we'll come to that, God willing, next week. and see the next big event and what that meant.